Today's meditation includes a reading from Rodney Yee's book, Yoga, The Poetry of the Body. His book is in part divided up into a variety of different practices, and this comes from the introduction to the falling practice. So let's begin by finding a comfortable place to sit in your chair or on the floor, legs grounded, solid, supporting you fully, a stable base from which to experience this meditation. Let your chest and torso and head be open and light. Let your breath be soft and deep. Inhale and exhale. Natural, easy. Let your mind be just as soft as your breath. Let it be open to the words of the meditation, not to linger on any one thought or the other, but to let them flow through you like your breath, nourishing you, providing you with energy and ideas to go through your day. A falling practice has three components. Falling is the first. Falling is what is always happening. To hold a yoga pose is not possible. It's a sensuous dance, moment by moment. And rigidity is simply the illusion that we can create a world in which we are not falling. Can you mindfully practice falling? Falling away from your habits, falling out of your habits. Can you play with the idea of being centered? Can you question that? Can you use falling as a way to question what you think of as centered or grounded? Inhalations and exhalations continue. Softness, openness is your state. The second part of the practice is centering. Center is not a place, but a dialogue. Your dialogue with the floor and sometimes the wall. The dialogue between your mind and your body. A playful dialogue, a relaxed dialogue, a curious dialogue. Can you observe and respond? Pose and repose. Can you be in the pose instead of doing the pose? Can you let yourself shimmer in the center? Your breath continues to help you with this dialogue, breathing in and breathing out, opening and contracting. The third part of the practice is balance. Balance is your ability to fall and then retrieve yourself. As you fall out of center, and then into it, and then out of it, again and again, you may begin to lose your old sense of orientation and to feel fear. Fear of what? of change, of not knowing, of losing control. Our breath supports us if we feel this fear. It allows us to move within the fear, to be open to the lessons fear has to teach us, and to find our way back to balance. Yoga allows you to play with falling and centering, centering and falling, and understanding balance as a moving place between the two. Inhale and exhale. And notice your sense of balance. Do you feel off kilter? Do you feel grounded? Do you feel stable, insecure? No judgment, no need to change. Just breathe and acknowledge the reality of your situation today, in this moment, knowing that if you feel you're falling, you can always put your foot down, adjust the pose, and try again. Same thing is true of our emotional health. If we feel that we're falling, we can stop, take a breath, acknowledge the experience, and go forward again. And so as we end this meditation, set an intention to understand falling out of center, to understand falling out of balance, is part of learning how to be centered. And embrace the experience rather than be afraid of it. Take care.